Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link at our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, or our upcoming show at the Mann Center in Philadelphia on July 9th, or in Louisville, Kentucky on September 3rd. We're coming to Louisville. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yes, hi. This is Brian Kelly from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Whoa, what a voice you have, Brian.
Well, thank you very much.
Wow. I'm sorry, I'm feeling a little intimidated.
I'm terribly sorry.
Why don't you be the host and I'll call in. Brian, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase two out of three times, you'll win our prize. Are you ready to do this?
I am.
All right. Let us hear from Bill Curtis. Here's your first limerick.
On a neck that I wanted to throttle, my man had an old wrinkled wattle. But now that he's gone, I'd still like to hold on. I'm preserving his scent in a...
bottle.
Yes.
Bottle it is. Good for you, brother.
You know, Bill, I just want you and Brian to have an in-tone off.
I know. I just want to hear them talk. I feel like I might just ovulate. Go, you guys.
By the third limerick, I might be ovulating.
Yeah.
This is something. Anyway, the answer to the limerick was bottle. We all want mementos of our departed relatives, but until recently, people with a bottle of Grandpa's scent on their nightstand were considered serial killers. But now, a perfumer in France will take an item of clothing from your dead relatives and synthesize the scent they get from it so you can wear it, and it will provide, quote, olfactory comfort. Right? So if you miss your grandpa, you simply dab the perfume in your pulse points, and you'll be transported back to happier, simpler times, back before you killed him to make perfume.
Yeah. You should not be wearing the perfume. Right? Somebody else has to be wearing the scent. Because it's not like, I remember when I used to smell like grandpa. It's, I remember when grandpa... So you have to find an older gentleman,
yes,
and say, would you mind if I apply this to you?
Yeah.
And then, could you come to my Little League game?
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
No hazelnut spread for you, fella. That scourge is far worse than rubella. It uses bad trees, brings the earth to its knees. Do not smear your toast with...
Nutella.
Nutella! Nutella! Yes!
He's so sharp.
France's ecology minister is urging people to stop eating Nutella, the hazelnut spread, that makes up approximately 60% of your dad bod. Nutella, she says, is bad for the environment as it contains large amounts of palm oil, which can only be harvested by clear-cutting tropical forests. So sorry, everybody, you'll just have to learn to live without tropical forests. Here is your last limerick.
As man boobs begin to appear, my manopause seems to draw near. I drink lots of hops, so my chest drops and flops. I'm blaming my moobs on this...
beer.
Beer, 3-0. Good for you.
Hops, we now know, contain the hormone phytoestrogen, which is responsible for a condition known, and I'm not kidding, as brewer's droop. That is, if you drink enough of it, you will grow your own man boobs. So all you need is enough beer, and then you should get some other beer that'll grow you a beach, a volleyball net, and a bikini top in your size, and you'll never need to leave the house.
Why are people fighting over estrogen?
What?
That stuff you said.
I said, no, I didn't call fighting estrogen. Phytoestrogen.
Oh, okay. I miss
really?
Fight.
Why, those are fighting estrogen. I don't see it. Bill, how did Brian do in our quiz?
Brian got 3, so he's a winner. Congratulations.
Well done.
Well done, Brian.
Well, thanks a lot, and thanks for playing.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.